This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Nutrition Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are visiting with Matt Aaron, founder of Mama Camu, an Amazon superfruit from the Peruvian for sale on Amazon.com. Coming to us from Bogota, Colombia, South America. Matt, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Hey, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us all about Mama Camu and what is it exactly?
Mama Camu is an extract of the Camu Camu berry. The Camu Camu berry has the highest quantity of vitamin C out of any food in the world. So we take the berries, we pulverize them into a pulp, drain out the water, put it into contact with hot air, and recover it into the form of a powder. And we sell the powder on Amazon.com in 100-gram bags that you can take daily for your immune system, mixed with yogurt, smoothies, cottage cheese, juices, whatever you want, and it comes out to each bag, costs about 32 cents a day, 67 doses per bag, about less than $10 a month. The reason we offer this is in addition to the other nutrients that Mama Camu has besides vitamin C, the vitamin C itself is much better absorbed than a vitamin C tablet because these existing nutrients help the body absorb it better, and it's better on the kidneys because a lot of times you'll find, 1,000 milligram vitamin C tablets, the body can absorb maximum, 100, 120 milligrams of vitamin C per day. And so taking that excess, that 900 milligrams, has shown that it can possibly be damaging to your kidneys.
So what is the history behind the Camu Camu berry?
Okay, so the Camu Camu berry was discovered about 50 years ago, only grown on the banks of rivers in the Amazon, Peru and Brazil, in bush and tree form. Now, the tree form is what we use because it's just a better quality berry. And it's only until recently, maybe 10, 15 years ago, were they able to grow it sustainably away from the river. So a lot of times these berries are not actually picked from the Amazon, but grown, near the Amazon, the same type of climate in a sustainable form in Peru. And the berries, used in Peru for, quite a long time, even more so than the last 10, 15 years. And it's actually very, very popular in Japan, and it is just entering the U.S. market. It's very popular in Japan because, a lot of places in Asia, they spend a lot of money on skincare, and they sell it in a juice form there, and a lot of people drink it for better skin.
So how did you come across the Camu Camu berry? And obviously it certainly inspired you after your discovery, I would assume.
Yes. Okay. So I've lived in South America for 3 years now, and I'd say in the last year and a half, 2 years, I've developed an interest in health products. I came across a store actually in Bogota. I've been to Peru, but I came across a store in Bogota that is run by indigenous people from Peru, and they sell all of the products from the coca leaf to chia seeds to Camu Camu and tons of other stuff, a lot of stuff I haven't even tried. And, taking every day, the more research I did, the more I liked it. And I do a lot of sports. I do Aikido, martial arts, play tennis, do high-intensity gym, CrossFit workouts. And I was looking for something, one, that could get me vitamin C and also something that could help my joints. And I've been taking it for 6 months now, take it every day. And after a while, looking around, I realized there weren't too many people selling it in the U.S. And also the processes they were using based on their reported results, that the product can be improved. We could offer a product with a much higher percentage of vitamin C, up to 100 times that of a Florida orange. And so that's where I am today, and that's why I have decided to launch Mama Camu.
Today we are visiting with Matt Aaron from Bogota, Colombia. He is the founder of Mama Camu, an Amazon superfruit grown in Peru for sale on Amazon.com here on eHealth Radio's Health and Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Matt, Kiva Loans, why donate 10% of profits to Kiva?
So Kiva is based on the work of Muhammad Yunus, who is from Bangladesh, and he is a Nobel Prize winner. He created a bank called Grameen Bank. And the theory behind it is microfinance, that to help the poor, it's not so much creating programs, giving them advice, but recognizing that, you know, so many people, more than half the world, live on a dollar a day or less. So they already have innate skills. If you can live on less than a dollar a day, you know how to survive. You have some skills that you can use as an entrepreneur. And of course, these people don't have access to banks. So what he does, he offers these microfinance loans, you know, as little as $25, $50. And he started in Bangladesh, and he created actually a profitable bank. And it grew, and the idea, you know, especially after the Nobel Prize and the World Bank taking note of it, grew, and some people over at it started Kiva based on this idea of, and so Kiva.org, you can go there and lend money to many different countries of the world, mostly third world countries. You don't make any profit off it, but you give them loans, and they use that loans to build back their business. And the repayment rate is like 98.9%. It's extremely high. And I read his book, and the more I read, the more impressed I was, and I realized this is the way. This is the social capitalism that I was looking for. And so I thought it was perfect that, you know, if I'm going to sell something from Peru and I live in Colombia, that I could give back loans to people in Peru and Colombia and help entrepreneurs here.
So what is the plan for the future of Mama Camu?
So right now I'm spreading the word, whether it's radio interviews, marketing to bloggers that I know. And in the future, I'm in talks with my suppliers, my partners in Peru, and we're exploring the options of different forms to market it. The powder form is probably the cheapest, the most cost efficient, but at the same time, you know, you have to mix it with something. It's not the most portable or easiest to take. So we are looking into the idea of offering it in a droplet form. You know, just think of like eye drops, but something that you could drop on your tongue, or even in a capsule. And it's actually possible to create a 10-to-1 extract. What does that mean? We could actually make it 10 times stronger, the capsule, based on kind of, you know, pulverizing and repulverizing and making it purer than the product we're offering now. I've also spoken with, in New York and New Jersey, some specialty grocery stores that may be interested in marketing the product. But for right now, it's only available on Amazon.com.
Very impressive. Now, where can our listeners find more information and also be in contact with you online to check out Mama Camu?
Great. So just go to mamacamu.com, M-A-M-A-C-A-M-U.com. There you can contact me. There's a link to buy the product as well as information to third-party research. And I probably should have said this at the beginning. I really encourage you to do your own research for the product. And I list some links there, but, you know, go to Google and research Camu Camu because, you know, every case is different. And I want you, know, to be sure not just based on what experts and university studies have said. And if the product's right for you, give it a try. Of course, on mamacamu.com, there is a contact page where you can submit a voicemail or send me an email, and I will answer any questions that you may have.
Sounds good. And finally, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
So there is another great product that is actually available in the U.S. You can find it on Amazon and a lot of different health food stores already, and it's called chia seeds. I take chia seeds with Camu Camu every day. Now, I'm sure you probably remember the kind of cheesy infomercial for the chia pet. Well, the seeds themselves are very, very, very nutritious, and they're great for people that have diabetes to lower cholesterol. They provide you with omega-3, which the body needs as well. And you can mix, you know, like a tablespoon. I mean, look this up. I usually read about a tablespoon every morning, you know, in water, let it soak for 20 minutes, and I drink that every day. And it's also great for colon health. And you may or may not know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of male cancer. So it has tons and tons of benefits. It's really cheap considering you only need a tablespoon a day. And I highly recommend taking that.
Certainly appreciate the information. Good to connect. We've been talking with Matt Aaron, founder of Mama Camu, an Amazon superfruit grown in Peru for sale on Amazon.com. And the website of reference simply is mamacamu.com. Matt, thanks so much for being with us today, coming to us from Colombia here on eHealth Radio.
Great, Eric. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.